On a sun-kissed spring afternoon, Savannah Moore sat atop a picnic bench at an isolated landmark outside Eternity Springs called Lover's Leap. Lifting her gaze from the rainbow of wildflowers adorning the valley below, she looked toward the mountain range rising beyond, where patches of snow clung stubbornly to shady spots. "It's a feast for the eyes," she murmured, speaking to herself as much as to the dog in her lap. The day was a banquet for all the senses, in fact. Birdsong drifted on air, perfumed with the clean, crisp scent of pine, its slight chill offset by the warmth of afternoon sunshine. When Savannah had mentioned she wanted to visit a high, peaceful, isolated place where she could meditate, her new friend Sarah Murphy had directed her here. "It's one of my favorite places in the entire world," Sarah had told her, a secret smile playing on her face. No dummy, Savannah had concluded that Sarah and her husband Cam must use the remote spot for trysts. So when she'd asked for directions this morning, she'd made sure Cam and Sarah's plans for the day didn't include Lover's Leap. Savannah hadn't confessed the real reason she wanted to visit such a place. What she planned to do here today was private. Knowing her luck, she figured it probably broke a law or a regulation or a rule of some sort. All she needed was to get caught doing something illegal. This new life she was building could disappear in a heartbeat. So, until she knew her new neighbors better, she didn't dare let on that she was anything less than a straight arrow kind of woman. Snorting, she said, "If they only knew." At the sound of her voice, her dog, Innocent, Innie for short, lifted her head, her long ears perking up. Innie was a 10-pound, short-haired, white with brown spots bundle of love. Savannah had found her abandoned at a rest area in Oklahoma 3 months ago, and it had been love at first sight for them both. "I guess it's time to get started," Savannah told her. The dog's tiny tail wagged. Savannah rose from the bench and glanced around, confirming that their privacy remained intact. The only other sign of life was a lone hawk sailing a thermal high above. Yet, despite the secluded nature of the spot, or perhaps because of it, she felt her grandmother's spirit all around her. "It's a beautiful place, Grams. The sky is a lovely blue, and the air is crisp and clean. It reminds me of home. It's the prettiest of all the places we've visited since we left Georgia." Savannah blinked back tears. Before she died, Rebecca Aldrich had sent her grandmother a letter containing a request for the disposal of her remains, should Savannah decide to leave the state. Previously, she'd always intended to be buried at home on Firefly Mountain. But after everything that had happened, she couldn't bear the thought of being so close to the Vaughns. She'd asked Savannah to take her to, and leave her at, places that Savannah thought she would enjoy. Savannah had begun planning her route since receiving news of her grandmother's death almost 3 years ago. She'd left Georgia with 6 different containers filled with her grandmother's remains,